Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we're going to be talking about how to create your own products. That is a very important aspect of having your own business, because even if you are selling a specific product like clothes or computers, you need to put articles out there because you want people to know that you're an expert on your topic. If you're an expert on your topic, then they're more likely to want to do business with you. That is how you create and build your business. Your first thing may be that first you have to put up a website. The purpose of that website is to help promote you, to give people more information about your products and your services and how to help you promote yourself. But the purpose of developing products, say, newsletters, books, articles, or even marketing tools, is it's helping you to improve your sales of your products. It's improving your ranking on the internet, because you want people to find you when they go out there looking for certain products. That people will put keywords into the Google search or the Yahoo search, and the ranking of your website determines how much business you're going to get, because the higher you are ranked, the better your chances of getting the business that you need to increase your income. One thing is that as you grow your business, you want to let people know that you're an expert on the topic. That is very important, and it is how you help you grow your business. And, like, for instance, my background is that I'm in career coaching. And why is that a very important thing to be in today? Because right now our economy is changing, the job market is changing, and the people start looking for who they want to use it. As a career coach, they're going to be looking for someone who knows the marketplace and what is happening in the marketplace together. So by putting out articles and getting myself higher and higher ranking, then what that does is that improves my opportunities of getting sales. For instance, one thing that's a marketing tool is to do emails. And how you do your email is to increase your opportunities by showing people just how much of an expert you are on the topic. You want people to think in terms of your business. So whereas years ago, it may have been just sending out brochures as a way of marketing yourself, today you have to do more. You have to think in terms of what are you going to do that's going to help you grow your business on the internet. Because using the internet effectively is a very important part of where you expect to put your business in the next few years. And that is a very important aspect of where you are today in the marketplace. So what can you do to increase your ranking? It's not just in the marketing, it's also in the products you have. For instance, I'm an Inkscape publishing distributor, and they have a lot of products that help companies improve the bottom line through customer service, through building good relationships between employees, by teaching them the skills they need to manage other people. But that's only part of the business. And having good customer service is a very big issue for companies. The problem is, in good times, they will do the training. In economic downturns like we're in now, they do not do the training they need. The problem is the customer service always is the first thing that goes in situations like this. So what happens is a company will not always realize just how important those things are to help people improve their skills in the workplace. And yet, that is the one thing that they need very much to be aware of, because how well the individuals do in the workplace determines their bottom line. For instance, now we're in a situation where companies have had to streamline. You also have companies where they're monitored by unions, and people belong to the unions. For instance, you have the Teamsters unions, you have the pilots unions, the airlines, you the auto industry, and even the sports industry, you have unions, because it's more than just the fact that you have the agents who represent the athletes and negotiate their salaries, but the unions also put out there and go out there and tell them what the bottom line is and how they're going to have to comply with that bottom line to help their their individuals. The thing is that when the unions got started in the 1920s and 1930s, there were few laws on the books. So companies did not always have the interest of the employees, so the unions were needed, and they negotiated a reasonable salary for their workers. The thing is today that with the laws on the books to protect the worker, the unions are not as much needed. But what they keep doing is negotiating higher and higher salaries. For instance, what's happened in the auto industry, you have employees making anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a year for a job that may not have been worth that much 10 years ago or even today. So what happens is for the companies to keep increasing their income and paying the salaries of the managers, then what they've done is they've gone out and they've increased the prices of the cars. The problem is that the employee or the worker has not taken pride in their jobs, and they're not doing the quality work they used to do years ago. And then you had the foreign companies or the foreign car makers come in and make better quality products. So people have gone to purchasing more and more of the foreign cars. Plus, in the American car makers started gearing more towards the SUV and the larger cars and pushing how important those cars were and those prices. And then you had the gas crunch, or the cost of the gas going up. So then people started looking more and more to conserve gas. So they started looking to cut their expenses and their cost of gas by looking for smaller cars. Well, the only people who were making the smaller cars were the foreign car makers. Plus, the American cars were no longer looking at how are they going to make cars that gave the person, the individual, a higher gas mileage on their car. So what happened was people would tend to look for cars who had better gas mileage. And they started looking more and more to the foreign car dealers. So what you're seeing now is the crunch of the car makers not making the money, and the employees' salaries being high. And it's led to a lot of the issues that we're having today. Plus, managers still want to make the same income they made years ago. They're not willing to take cuts in their pay. But yet, they're asking the government to bail them out of their crisis. And that may not be the best way to go, because are they going to look to make a better quality of car down the road? And also, are they going to end up letting the unions dictate the cost of living for the employees? Everyone's going to have to tighten their belts. They're going to have to look at what can they do to help the bottom line. And that means that everyone's going to have to reevaluate where they are today. Now, today, with the companies, a lot of companies cutting back and corporations cutting back, you're finding more and more of the solopreneurs or the entrepreneurs, people who are going into business for themselves. But as an individual starts their own business, they don't always have a lot of money to grow their business, so they tend to wear all the hats at once and try to do everything themselves. That's not always good, because even though you're an expert in one area, you're not an expert in everything. So the best thing to do is to look at the area that you're an expert in, promote yourself in that area, and maybe trade off services. Now, a few months ago, I had to have my computer cleaned and optimized. I had a choice of I could take it into the computer store and pay $100 to $150 just for them to evaluate the computer just before they decided that it just needed to be cleaned and optimized. Plus, they may try and upsell me for other products so they can make more money. Well, what I did was I went on Craigslist and I looked up someone who was advertising that he cleaned and optimized computers. So I called him and I had him come out. And I paid him $65, an extra $15 because of the distance he was coming. But it also took him 3 hours to go through and clean and optimize my computer and take off things that were coming up when the computer would boot up, which would slow it down. So we got to talking. And while he was here, I found out that he had been one of 60,000 that was laid off from Earthlink. And that's just one company who laid off a whole lot of people, astronomical number to be exact. And initially he was going to go out and look for the typical job, and then he started thinking that he could work from home building websites, and he started doing that. Then part of his job was to go out and clean and optimize the computers internally for Earthlink. So what he started doing was he got onto Craigslist and he started posting information about what he did, and now he probably works with 3 or 4 clients a day, 6 days a week, and he's getting anywhere from $50 to $65 per individual. Well, you can figure he's getting at least $200 a day or $1,000 a week. Well, then he also met someone who was a plumber who was working with a company where the owner died, and after the owner died, the son took over, and he was not getting along with the son, so he lost his job with the company, and he didn't know what to do to start going out there and earning an income for himself. Well, this guy that came to clean my computer offered to build him a website and go out and market them, and then he did a 65-35 split of services rendered as opposed to just straight out paying him. So that may be an option that you may want to consider if you have a business, is to maybe trade off something where someone else gets you marketed and gets you the client, and then pay him a percentage of what you bring in off of that client. That allows you to start generating an income for yourself. These are some things that you might very well need to consider. Now, why publish a newsletter? A newsletter is something that can be done as an e-zine that goes out weekly through the email. And it gives people more and more information about specific topics. It helps increase your credibility in that area. Then as you write articles on each topic and you submit them to different websites about articles, then that also helps increase your ranking on the internet. And why is search engine optimization important? Simple reason, the higher your ranking, when people will key in keywords on Google or Yahoo, then what'll happen is websites will come up. People will look at the first three or four on the top page and they'll click those first until they find the person that actually fits their needs. So that's why it's important to think in terms of how you can increase your ranking on the internet. Another thing may be looking at writing books. And what that does is that increases your credibility. Plus, once you publish an ebook, then that can be something that you've designed that's your own product, but you can also use that as a giveaway that will entice people to come to your website or your squeeze page, which can link to your website, so that you're giving them something in conjunction when they purchase a product or service from you. So it gives value to what it is that you're selling. And that is a very important aspect of where you're coming from and where you're going and what it is that you want to make sure that people understand. So your bottom line is, how are you going to increase your sales? If you represent a company, then you're going to get a percentage off of those sales of those products, but then if there's 10 people doing the same thing you're doing, then how are you going to put yourself up there as the expert on the topic? That's why it is important to think in terms of putting out books and articles and also different marketing tools. And one thing that you can look at as a marketing tool is getting on social sites. That is something that I have done, and here is something that I have found out by using some of the social sites. I got into career counseling or opening up my own business because 25 years ago when I entered the workforce, it was under the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, but it was still 12 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. And even though we were under the Rehab Act of 1973, which talked about employment, which talked about accessibility, which talked about accommodation and accessibility, companies were not complying with the law. That particular Rehabilitation Act did not have a lot of hook to it to really promote companies complying with it. And that law basically said that if a company was going to hire someone with a disability, they had to, if they did, at least $10,000 worth of business with the federal government. Well, how can you prove that someone is going to do something or put that out in such a way that you're going to generate an interest in their coming out there and they're promoting themselves in building their business and helping you grow your sales? So it's always important to think of ways that you can do things that can help you grow your business. And that's the bottom line. The more you put yourself out there, the more you go out and promote yourself, the better your opportunities. And one thing that you might need to consider is giving speeches. And that's always a very difficult topic for people to think about because that's the thing that people have the biggest fear is, standing up in front of people and making a fool of themselves. That's why what you need to do is go to Toastmasters, because by going to Toastmasters, what that allows you to do is it allows you to put yourself in a place where you can increase your visibility. It increases your confidence in yourself. It increases your way of speaking so that you learn to become descriptive and draw a picture through the words that you have. It's just a way that you learn to promote yourself in such a way that it helps you expand where you're at right now. And that is one of the things that you really want to do, is help people understand who you are and how much of an expert on your topic you are. That's how you help yourself grow your business and expand your business. Some other things you may very well need to consider are ways that you can expand your visibility for yourself. And there's different promotions that you can use. Now, what we also need to do is, when we're thinking of creating opportunities for ourselves, we need to think outside of the box and create our own opportunities. And to do that, you may have to evaluate your skills and figure out where your skills are and how you can take it and put it in a place where you can really grow and expand your business and put it in such a way that you are going to grow your business. Now, also, what you need to do is think in terms of not only having a website, but linking your website to other websites so that you can, that's another way of increasing your ranking. And several years ago, I learned that you had to have at least 400 links to increase your ranking. But what you want to do is, you want to not link to someone who's in competition with you, but you want to link to a website who their products complement yours, or people who use their products would also be interested in using your products. That's a way, another way of increasing your ranking on the internet. So there's lots of things that you can do that can really help you expand yourself and grow your business. There's also things that you can consider that would also help you to plan on the growth of your business. Now, let's think of some other things that you can do that can help you turn around and really grow and expand yourself down the road. How are you going to think of some terms or some things that you can do that really would help you? How are you going to expand where you are and grow that business in such a way that it can really help you build and expand down the road? What are you going to do that's going to end up building your business and expanding it in such a way that it's going to increase your visibility? How are you going to use the social networks to link yourself and help you increase your visibility? There's so many different things to consider when you are marketing yourself. Part of developing your products is getting your products to the people who can use your products. Now, I happen to be on a social site called LinkedIn, where you contact different people who you may know through different groups on the site, or you may very well know through other sources or have mutual friends in. But what it allows you to do is to also think in terms out to how to build your exposure of who you are down the road. And what it allows you to do also is to help you grow that business that you have and increase where you are and where you want to be in the next few years. So how are you going to think in terms of planning yourself, your business, and helping you to grow that business? What are you going to do that's going to help you put your business in the right place? How are you going to increase your visibility to grow your business? That is why you need to look at writing the books, writing the articles, writing the newsletters or the e-zines. If it's something that you don't like doing, then you can contract that out with someone who really enjoys doing that, that allows you to build your exposure. And what you may also want to think in terms of that they may very well be someone who could be using your services or your products. So what you're doing is you can also look at linking your website to their website so that any of their business comes your way or any of your business goes their way. It allows for mutual support. There are other things like affiliate programs or joint ventures. Those are some things that you would want to do when you're, in essence, hiring a sales force of people who have a list of people that they send out emails to that can help promote your products. And then you pay them a commission on the different things that they have. What that allows you to think of is how can you increase your visibility? So let's look back on it. When you are increasing your visibility, you have to look at writing articles. You have to look at writing newsletters or e-zines. You may also be out there putting blogs out there. There's a site called Squidoo that you can go on and write a blog daily if you want to, or weekly if you want to, because the more and more that you get it out there and you at least publish your website address, then what's going to happen is your ranking is going to increase on the internet. The more social networks that you're on where you're out there promoting your website, and then you get involved where you answer discussions that are on the site, or you put up a discussion and have other people answer it, then what you're doing is you're increasing your exposure. And you're helping people think in terms of how are they going to look at who you are and search out your product or service. Because the bottom line has always been, how are you going to sell yourself? By my doing these shows that I've been doing for the last 18 months, then now that my website is up, it's set up in such a way that I can take my audio programs, and after this week, I can put it up on my website and sell it, because people will not have it to listen to unless they purchase it. And even though once this show is over, it's out there for people to think about. It's out there for people to look at. But are they, in essence, going to need that service down the road? We are now in a situation where companies are changing their outlook and who they're hiring to look at building their business. It's what you need to do is think in terms of how are you going to grow your exposure for your business? How are you going to think in terms of planning where you are in the future? What are you going to do that's going to help you expand where you are today and where you want to be in the future? The bottom line is you want to increase the sales of your products or service. You can start out by representing someone else and selling their products and services, but sooner or later, you're going to saturate out. But if you keep creating your own products, and that means you're going to increase your visibility. And even though you may not want to do a radio show like I do, but you want to be interviewed, there's enough radio shows like this on Blog Talk Radio where people are being interviewed on a daily basis and a weekly basis. So it's just something you have to look at and you have to consider. Now, also, I was on LinkedIn, and since the person that I had been talking to about marketing my products and services and helping me increase my marketing for my website did not get in touch with me, I saw with someone else was marketing coaches. And since I'm a coach, I contacted them, and we just started conversing through email, and she was asking me for some more information. And as it turns out, she works with a company that she does marketing for, that they do tracks or webinars or teleseminars on career transitioning. And career transitioning is a big topic right now. That is a big topic because we are getting into a time when people are not getting the jobs that they're looking for, and they're losing the jobs that they were expecting or that they currently had. And they just weren't thinking in terms of how do I take my skills and transition it. And she also gave me the website for the founder. And I read his bio. And what it said was that at the time he had just started a job with a corporation, he was beginning to question whether or not that was right for him. So he was starting to take some time off and spend more time at home to have at least go in later and have breakfast with his family. Well, that's an important part, especially when you have a young child, because if you're leaving when they're asleep and then you're coming home when they're asleep, then that child is not going to have the opportunity to get to know you, and you're not going to develop a relationship. So he decided he wanted to start going in a little bit later and eat breakfast with his family. Well, one day when he was on the train going into work, since he lived in Connecticut and he worked in the city, it was the same day of September 11th when the planes went into the Trade Center. The Trade Center happened to be the building that he worked in. Had he have gone to work at his normal time, he may never have lived to see his family or his child grow up. Well, not only did he end up in a transition that was immediate, because once the building went down, then the place of business didn't exist anymore, and he had to look at what was it that he was going to do next. And since he had been questioning his career, he got into coaching. So what you need to do is look at your skills. Look at the things that you really enjoy doing. What is it that you have a passion about? And how can you incorporate the skills that you have from the job that you were doing previously and take those and move it into the new workplace? Because we are moving into a new world of employment. In the early 20th century, when the Europeans first came to this country, they all were small businessmen. Their place of business was to take their wares, put it on a pushcart, and go in the streets and sell it. Today, we still see some of that going on in certain large cities. But most of the times, what's been happening, and this has been happening for the last 10 or 15 years, especially as women wanted to spend more time with their families, is they started spending more and more time at home working on the internet. What you're also seeing is telemarketing offices to cut some of their expenses. Instead of renting a large building and hiring a lot of people and getting the equipment and paying the high prices to staff it and train people, what they're doing is they're getting the software that has been developed. They're purchasing the computers to put that software on. Then they're hiring staff to work from home and giving them the computers and the phones and having them work from home. What this allows them to think in terms of is flex time, because if you're working a 9-to-5 job in an office, then what you're doing is you're spending time in that office, and you have to consider you've got to have an hour of commute time and an hour of in the morning and in the evening, which comes out to be in an extra 2 hours. So if you spent 8 hours in that office working, and then you spent 2 hours travel, then you just spent 10 hours working. Now you have an 8-hour period, another 10 out of 24 hours leaves you another 16 hours, and out of that, you have to figure you're going to get 8 hours of sleep, because your body, to work optimally, needs a certain amount of rest. And if you don't get that rest, then you're going to be overtired and you're not going to perform at the optimum level that you can perform. So that you've got to consider a lot of things that go into that. So more and more, you're seeing that even people who work in an office, that because of where the economy is, what they've done is look for ways to cut their expenses. So certain jobs can be performed at home. You don't need to be in the office. You've noticed that that has cut some of the travel time that are the cars on the road. That has cut a lot of time where people can have flex time, because some people might need to take certain days off during the week, whether it's due to health reasons or it's allowed them to spend more time to get involved in their children's activities, and they still get their work done from home. States and cities are also having to consider those as alternatives, because they don't have the money to pay the staff and also to deal with the transportation, and some of the work can be done by having the computers in the home, taking and translating that into how are you going to expand what that individual is doing, and how are you going to help them to grow their business down the road. So, and one thing I've noticed is there have been jobs that are being created because that even in jails, what they're doing is that because they're being overcrowded, is for people who are not hardened criminals, what they're doing is they're giving them ankle bracelets. So that's created a totally different job, because someone who would have been guarding someone in the prison system is now also working from home, monitoring someone on an ankle bracelet to make sure that they are where they're supposed to be. And if they're not where they're supposed to be, then they will be taken off of that program and put into a jail. When you're in a jail, you have someone that's basically dictating to you every second of the day where you can sit, how much movement you can have. Plus, you're in with people who have committed really hardened criminals. So how are you going to combat that and look for other alternatives? So, and the thing is, what you want to do is increase your ranking, increase your opportunities. So, what you need to do is also look this way. How do you create your exposure? Well, you can do that by going to different groups and speaking to them. And when you go to these different groups and speak to them, what you're also going to be doing is increasing the likelihood that you are going to be putting yourself somewhere where more and more people will see you and understand who you are and what it is that you do. That's the biggest thing of what it is that you are trying to do, is increase your visibility. That is one way of increasing your product sales. Now, we also talked about ways to increase your products. Why is that important? Because by increasing your products, then what that is allowing you to do is to put yourself out there and giving yourself the exposure that you need and the visibility that you need for people to see who you are and what it is that you are doing and where it is that you want to go. So there's always things that you need to consider out there. And where are you going to be in the future, and how are you going to use this to expand and expose yourself to people who need to see you? And understand how to increase your visibility so that you can increase your sales. The biggest thing is, what is your bottom line? Your bottom line is you need to be creating new and new product every day. And that can be by writing articles on a weekly basis, because once you've created that article and it increases your visibility, then it also gives you something that you can sell. So that also increases your income. So there's always things that you can do that can help you to put yourself in places where people can see you. The idea being, you want to increase your visibility, you want to increase your bottom line, and how are you going to do that? So we want to hear, give you an idea of some things that you can do. Like, my whole thing is that I'm a career coach. So what do I write articles on? I write them on transitioning. I write them on how to take and look at your skills and how to adapt your skills from one place and one job into another job. Other things that you need to consider are, what is it that is your product and that you want to promote, and how are you going to take that product and market it? How are you going to think in terms of putting yourself where you want to be and getting yourself the exposure that you need to have? So there's a lot of things that you need to look at to expose yourself. And writing articles, writing books, what you want to do is become known as an expert. And that it helps you in become an expert on your topic. So how are you going to put yourself out there and increase your opportunities? How are you going to expose your business to a wider variety of people? One of the things that the internet has done is it's made us an international community. So whereas years ago when people sold their wares, their exposure was within the community they lived, and that was very limiting. So it became a matter of how much of a percentage of sales you could make as opposed to the person next to you. Well, that's still important, but when you are on the internet and you have a website, then you have the opportunity to see yourself exposed on an international level, and that is what has made us more and more of a global community today. That becomes a very important issue of where we are and how we can expose ourselves. And there's also a software out there that you may very well want to purchase, because it allows you to take and translate any articles you have, any books that you've written into other languages, and then you can give away excerpts from your book. When you give away excerpts on your book, and it's an excerpt that has brought the person into what was going on and the people involved, then what that will also do is have them want to go back and read your book. And then you could say, okay, you have one chapter, but to read the rest of the book, then you have to go out and you have to purchase the book that we have. And that increases your income. So as you see, there's lots of things that you need to consider when you are looking at purchasing something or making sales. It's all a matter of, how are you going to increase your visibility? Having newsletters, having books, having articles, that increases your visibility, that increases your bottom line by helping you see where it is that you are today and where it is that you want to be down the road. So how are you going to keep taking and looking at these things and making it all work for you? How are you going to think in terms of growing your business? And how are you going to take and market your business in such a way that is going to help you grow where you are today and expand where you are and increase your opportunities down the road? What are you going to do that's going to help you grow that business and increase your income? There are also other things that you can consider in addition to writing articles. And when you are creating your products, there are people out there who already have existing products to sell. What you become is part of their sales force. Think about it. When you are selling your products, then you are selling your service. You're selling your information. But what if you had a slew of people who actually purchased from you, who became an affiliate or joint venture with you and help you sell your products to people who you haven't reached? Then what that will also do is increase your opportunity of having them come in as a client. And that also increases your bottom line. So what are the things that you can do that can really help yourself to increase who you are and where you want to be? How can you build your exposure? When you are on places like MySpace or Facebook, you want to link those sites to either your website or your articles or anything else, because the more and more that people want to link with you, then the more and more they're going to learn who you are and what it is that the product is that you have to sell. And then if they have gotten something from it and they've learned something from it, then they will want to take that information and pass it along to someone else. And that increases your visibility. So there's lots of ways. If you have a product, if you have articles that you've written, if you have books that you've written, then either you can also put yourself out there to radio shows, which is the typical radio show that we all know and love, that we've heard on the radio. And then you've got the Sirius networks, you've got the XM networks that are 24-hour talk shows, and then you have the internet where you have TalkShoe, you have Blog Talk Radio, you have a number of different sites where you can go on and look at and see who's got a radio show and what their topic is and how you can connect with them and how you can possibly even do some work with them. I have written a program, and the topic is how you can translate or adapt who you are and where you are into the new workplace. Well, that was a topic that I had put on as an article on my radio show, and what happens was someone who had a similar topic contacted me, and she wants to do a teleseminar with me. Well, then that teleseminar eventually becomes a product that we can both sell and make an income from. And that's another way of developing your products. What you want to do is, everything that you do, it's all about marketing. It's all about increasing your exposure. Now, I talked about Toastmasters, but another organization is the National Speakers Association. And there's 8 platform skills that you need to learn. One of the things that they talk about is writing books and building your skills on the platform. Because everyone knows Tony Robbins. Everyone knows Zig Ziglar. And it's not just that they have the books out there, but it's the stories they tell to draw you into the topic. And that is something that you very well need to consider. My sister, who was a teacher and just retired, often said, well, she would, since she wanted to get out of teaching, she'd go become a trainer. Well, teaching and training are two different fields. That's why a lot of people who would get burnt out as teachers and who considered becoming distributors of, at the time, Carlson Companies, which is now Inkscape Publishing, they had a program where the idea was you can become a distributor for $150, and then you would go and get the training on each individual product at the time. Well, that got a lot of distributors, but a lot of the thing was you got teachers in there who were trainers, but they didn't understand how to utilize stories. If you don't know how to utilize stories, then what you're doing is you're not able to bring people into what it is, the point you're trying to make. Your stories that you tell help to increase your what the word I'm trying to think of is that it increases your expertise in how people see you on a specific topic, because they're going to want to look at someone and they're going to work with someone who they consider to be an expert. And how do you increase your expertise? And you being able to utilize stories to make a point is another way of increasing your expertise on the topic. For instance, today I told a story about someone who lost a job with Earthlink and how he made an opportunity for himself or created an opportunity for himself in the workplace without having to look to get another job, and where he has put himself and how he's advertised, and then what he is also, and word of mouth is the biggest way of advertising today. So that may very well need to be something you consider. For instance, back when people first started going into business for themselves, they used to do multi-level marketing. Multi-level marketing, instead of hiring a staff of people as a sales force to go out and sell their products, what they would do is they would hire distributors. And what the distributors would do is they would invite their friends over. They would tell them the opportunity of making money using that product as well as selling them the products, because once they sold them the products and individual liked the products they had and they used those products and they came back for more, because you want to, when you sell something, you need to think of something as a consumable. You have vitamins like Herbalife, you have Amway, you have even healthcare programs, but these healthcare programs, what they do is have a monthly fee that someone's paying, and then you're getting a percentage off of that fee. So those are also ways that you can look at how you're going to have a product to sell while you create your product. And by creating your product, then you're increasing your visibility. You're letting people know that you're an expert on your topic, and it's helping to increase your sales. So what are you going to consider thinking about ways that you can do things that can help you plan your business in the future and grow your business in the future? And how are you going to look for ways that you can increase your exposure? And we've talked about that too. One of the things is, since speaking and public speaking is a fear that people have, there's places that you can go to build confidence and learn leadership skills. Some of that is Toastmasters, that's National Speakers Association, and there's also various social clubs that you can go out to. And another way of exposing yourself and marketing yourself is also going to places like Leeds Club or Power Core. what that does is those are groups that you can go out and you can let people know about your products and services. And in going to these places, then you can also tell them who is a perfect client for you and how you can look for ways to find that client that needs your services. So the bottom line in creating your own products is to look for ways to market yourself. And that is the bottom line. And how do you do that? You do that through newsletters. You do that through books. You do that through articles. You do that through the social networks that you're on. You do that with the marketing tools that you have. And what you want to do is look at all the marketing tools. Your marketing tools are your website. Your marketing tool is your Salesforce, and that's your affiliate program, or it can be your joint venture program. It can be the articles that you've submitted to different websites. It can be your blogs that you have written and linked to your social sites, because the higher your ranking on the search engines, the increased sales that you can make for your products. So what is the bottom line? What are you going to do in the future that can help you in the new job market? How are you going to transition your career today from what it was before to the new workplace? And how are you going to utilize and not put yourself in a position of creating stress by trying to take on and wear all the hats? Part of increasing your sales is to, there's, if you're starting out with limited funds, then work on commission with someone who needs your services, where you're going to trade off, where they will get a percentage if they help you get a client. And not only doing it in where you are today, but where you plan to be in the future. How can you utilize someone who has a service or product that you need to help you build the sales of your products? Those are some things you need to consider when you are looking into the new job market. And whereas you have people who do sales and they really love sales, and why do they love sales? Because they're very outgoing and they can talk to people. Plus, they also know how to close the deal. Your biggest thing is you may be real good at talking to people, but you may not know how to close the deal. So how can you use someone who knows how to close that deal and make it all work for you? That's what the bottom line is. Where you're going to be in the future, how you're going to make it all work for you, and how is it going to grow your business down the road? How are you going to expand everything so that it helps you get where you are today, where it is that you want to be, and where it is that you plan on being? There's so many different things that you need to consider today when you are growing a business. So let's look at some more of the things that you can do. How are you going to look at expanding all of this and really increasing your exposure? Because the more exposure you get, the higher your opportunity of making sales. So let's think, if you're going to write articles, what are the different aspects of your product? You may want to take and put in something that would be an area that may be something that's not that's unknown to a lot of people, but it may be an important aspect of it. Even if you're a mechanic and you want to let people know how to keep up their car so that they can cut the expenses, that becomes a very important aspect of what people need to know in the care of their product. Now, if they consider you an expert, then when they do have some issues and some problems, then they will decide to come to you to help you build and grow their business. So, and keep up their products. So how are you going to expand your services and your products to someone to help them? And by helping them, you increase your sales.